Hi there. Welcome to Laughter and Libations. I'm Shanil, and this is podcast episode number 7. In this episode, I want to continue to build on episodes 4 and 6. As you know, I'm taking us on this journey, and it's all about increasing laughter in our lives. Both of those episodes are about defining your starting point. Now say it with me 3 times. Increase the laughter, increase the joy, increase the laughter, increase the joy, increase the laughter, increase the joy. I may have to turn that into a song. We'll see. Maybe. Remember back in episode 4 when I shared the self-check exercise and I told you that I laugh about 5 times a day? I shared how I felt about it. I acknowledged that 5 was lower than I expected. I tried not to judge the number, but I wanted to increase it. I talked about not comparing my number to your number or anyone else's. Then I set this initial goal. I was really excited about it. And my goal was to double my number within a month. I obviously did not use a scientific approach. In fact, I specifically decided not to do anything like that. Instead, I went with what felt right. Remember that? I felt so confident. I was so sure that I could double that number within a month. I remember thinking, this is going to be so easy. I should have no problem meeting my first target, and I have an entire month to do it. That's plenty of time. And I'm awake for, 18 hours on most days? So I can certainly find 10 things to laugh about. It's laughing. How hard can it be? Well, apparently it's harder than I thought. It's been over a month, and I'm still at 5. 5 laughs a day. I have days when I've laughed more, but it's not consistent. I seem to only exceed 5 when I participate in a virtual happy hour or some other social activity. And for me, social activities like happy hours don't happen every day. At best, these kinds of things might happen once a week. I thought I had a solid plan to help me reach this first goal. I thought the plan was good. The plan was simple. Notice what makes me laugh, and then focus on taking intentional actions every day to do more of whatever I notice that makes me laugh. Easy, right? What's so hard about it? I mean, I'm asking you, tell me, what's so hard about laughing? I'm taking a tea break while you think about your answer, and I'm trying a new one today. It's called Peace. It's by Good Earth. It has cinnamon, chamomile, and orange peel. Okay, you think about your answer to my question while I go get some peace. What is so hard about laughing? I don't know. I mean, I'm the one that thought it was going to be easy, remember? I have my list of things to do, like watching funny TV shows and movies, reading a funny magazine or book, even asking Alexa to tell me a joke every time I walk into the kitchen. These things probably could have worked if I had been consistent, but I wasn't. I simply wasn't consistent. I'd be all about it one day and then forget to focus on it the next day and then remember to get back on it the next day and then fall off again. I took a step forward, then a step back. I took a step forward, then a step back. That's what inconsistency looks like. You just end up right where you began. No real progress. No real change, no real improvement due to a lack of consistent, intentional actions. What about you? Are you consistent with your intentional actions? I seriously underestimated the level of effort it would take for me to double my number from 5 to 10. I haven't reached my first goal yet, but there is one improvement. I've gotten better at observing my own behaviors, and I want to share a couple of observations. The first one is about how I begin my day. Perhaps you can relate. When I open my eyes in the morning, my initial thoughts are naturally about all the things I have to do that day. I may not even know the day of the week, but my thoughts can zero in on something like what I need to pick up at the grocery store, or the response I forgot to send to a question that somebody asked me the day before. Or maybe it's the message I need to share during my first meeting that day. Does this happen to you? My thoughts jump from one thing to the next thing to the next and the next, and this is without any effort from me. If I don't decide what my focus will be, this is what happens. But I don't want that anymore. I want my first thoughts to align with the gratitude that I feel when I'm alive, when I wake up alive every day. I want my first thoughts to be me thanking the Creator. I really want them to be focused on gratitude. But that doesn't happen on its own. I have to intentionally direct my thoughts when I wake up, or they often go to the most mundane things. The second thing I've noticed about myself is that I laugh a lot more with others than I do when I'm by myself. You may be thinking, so what? Does it matter when you laugh? Does it matter if it happens when you're with someone or when you're alone? Well, I don't know the answer to that question. I suppose I'll find out. Something tells me that it's worth exploring, though. The secret to my own success may be changing my relationship with myself more than anything else. I think I should be able to laugh at myself or with myself and do it with ease. The fact that I laugh less often when I'm by myself seems to line up with that seriousness I tend to have. I've talked about being a serious child who became a serious adult. It's not that being serious is a bad thing or a negative thing. Being a serious person is not the problem. I'm talking about how seriousness shows up in my life. I'm talking about how it shows up in me and its mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical impacts. Try to picture this. I'm working from home. I've been on the clock for, an hour. I haven't spoken to anyone at work. I haven't spoken to anyone at home. And this is because I don't have an early meeting that morning. And it's also because I rise first in my home. I've got my tea. I've got my water, planner, pen, pencil, personal cell phone, and work cell phone all set up neatly on the left side of my desk. My work laptop sits in the middle, open, and my larger monitor brightens up the right side of the desk. It's very quiet. It's just me and the document I'm reviewing and editing. My left hand rests on the desk, while my right hand maneuvers the mouse. I'm moving figures from one page to the next. I'm highlighting sentences. I'm intensely focused. I'm intensely focused on reviewing and editing this document. After a while, Woody, my husband, comes downstairs. He walks over to my desk and stops. I'm so focused, I don't even turn my head in his direction. I say good morning, and I expect him to bend down and give me a little kiss. He doesn't. He lightly touches my hand and says, "Why is your hand balled up in a fist? Relax. You've got to learn to relax more." Naturally, I look over, and there it is. I see my hand balled up in this tight fist. I immediately loosen my fingers, but I'm thinking, I wasn't even aware that I'd been sitting there in that tense state. Nothing urgent or unusual was happening. I was simply reviewing and editing a document. Yet I was sitting there with my hand in a tight fist. This is an example of how seriousness shows up in my life. This is how it looks on me. I work between 8 and 10 hours a day. What if this happened several times throughout the day without me even knowing it? What impact does that have on me? I mean, what impact does that have on things like my blood pressure throughout the day? Imagine it happening over and over, and I don't even realize it. What is happening that requires me to be so serious? It's not a life or death situation, not the work that I do. It's just work. I'm wondering if you have experiences similar to those I've shared. Do you tend to go through the day in a tense or intense state? Do you tend to have serious thoughts throughout the day or a serious approach to everything that you do or most things you do as you move through the day? Do you have difficulty relaxing? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then having more laughter in your life may be just the thing you need. I know it's what I need. I still have my initial goal of doubling the number of times I laugh each day. I want to get to 10 in the next month. As I've said before, it's about increasing self-awareness and taking intentional actions every day. I know I need to be more consistent with taking intentional actions every day. What's your goal? What's your next step? What do you need to do? Thank you for listening in. I'd love to hear from you. Share your responses to the questions I've asked. Ask me a question or provide feedback on the podcast. You can follow and communicate with me on Twitter at Laughs and Libs or Instagram at Laughter and Libations. You can also subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening today. And share it with someone you think will enjoy it and find it helpful. And finally, discover new articles on related topics at laughterandlibations.com. Until the next time, find what makes you laugh, and joy will find you. ¶¶